Alright, yes, it's now time for another episode of AMC Pressing Co. presents.
Sorry about that. Wow. Crazy.
Oh, yes, we're back. Yes, we're back for September 5th, 2016.
What day was it?
Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
What month?
It is December.
September 5th, 2016.
It's December 5th, 2016. That's Monday, people. Monday. And so we title this episode 610, yes, of season 6, Astro Able Account. Now, for those of you who don't tune into our show on a regular basis, we are the first satirically disabled comedy show on the net. What does that mean? We are, you know, disabled, and we report the news. That's what it means. So, with that in tow, we should go into our first first topic of the evening. First topic of the evening. Tell me this, Pinkle.
Yeah.
How does an astronaut repair a loo?
Is this a joke?
I kind of am, but, you know, how does an astronaut, how does he repair a loo?
I would assume going up to
slowly.
The space station is,
right. Well, get all the space, you know, the answer will be slowly. The second answer would be from which country? Well, you know, I made
The third answer is very carefully.
Yeah, very carefully. So I made some calls. I made some calls from my little hobbit hole. Called every country. And I said, listen, I have astronauts, American astronauts who need a loo repair. They said, no can do. China said, no can do. Japan said, no can do. The White House said, no can do, because we're busy. The Ireland said no can do.
Right.
UK said maybe. Taiwan said absolutely not. Uzbekistan said no. Russia said no, because of Putin. North Korea said...
I can tell you exactly what Russia said.
What?
They said nyet.
Nyet. Yeah. Russia said yes, and then as we get closer, the people who say yes are the French. Now, how do you explain plumber.
We will fix le toilette. Le toilette.
No, it's just called the toilet. How do you explain a French plumber boarding an American spaceship or rocket and saying, yeah, can I fix your loo? Or more appropriately, can I fix your loo? Or more appropriate than that, it's the three of them. Je m'appelle Lou. Correctly translated to my name is Lou. Not L-O-O, not L-U, not even L-O-U, just can I repair Lou? Now, with that straightened out, there were two more people who wanted to repair the Lou, and they knocked on the concrete thing. Person opened the door, password. Says, Doug, we don't need a password. We're here to fix your loo with the Frenchies. So, it's now a fight between you know, non-staring and staring contest and non-staring into a toilet.
Right.
NASA, meanwhile, is trying to, NASA is trying to, as of November 25th, which is about 2 weeks ago, is going to offer on hand the space poop. He might consider entering the space poop challenge launched last month by NASA. The prize, NASA will give $30,000 to anyone before December 20th that can come up with an idea of what to do with waste if you have to wear a spacesuit for days. And man, those spacesuits probably stink. I mean, how many days? You know, how does one empty and take out of a spacesuit? You know, yes, I'm fine.
I don't want to know. It could be
You know, do they zip it from the back? Do they hardwire the human body into it? Rig you up? But yeah, so this whole bit is basically the French was $38,000 and landed alongside the NASA astronaut who was a 56-year-old, the oldest woman in space, as well as a Russian, and the Russian basically said yes, and they only said one person, a person named Oleg Novodinsky, who basically, the funny thing about sending a Russian, a Frenchie, and a person from the UK with a shank is actually pretty funny, because the guy with the shank will repair you to it in 2 seconds. The other ones were like, we have to go to this and clean that. Now we have to go to the right and clean that. We have to go to the side and clean that, and then up and then down and then. Why can't you just take a shank? You know, kind of thing. And
so it's probably not space prison to do.
Right. I mean, how does one, you know, for days upon days, get this close to an astronaut? I mean, what do they smell like?
Do we really want to know what they smell like?
We don't really want to know, but, you know.
Do we really want to know?
At the same time, we don't know how, toilet fixing. We don't know how to do this. I mean, it's
right.
Kind of funny. But we're not going to try. But we're glad that somebody, you know, tried to fix the loo. You know, because it could have been really, really nasty.
I think it was kind of neat. Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
The calls can come from France. You know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is quite the thing. So, with that said, we still don't know what happened, if they fixed the loo or if they didn't fix the loo, but good news to you, the only thing that's real in this article is the fact that they are holding a $35,000 prize. And if you respond by December 20th, they will give you this $30,000. So, go at your peril and start designing something. You know? Do it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll change the world.
Change the world one toilet at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
One toilet at a time.
And you have a couple of very happy astronauts, too.
Yeah. I'm sure that they want this to be fixed.
Probably.
Too. I would assume that they would. Or else it's going to be one very hairy
situation.
It will be one hairy situation. One situation in which it just doesn't get any worse.
Yeah, I know. It will be very stinky.
Very stinky situation. That is the news for that. But Pinkwood, what is going on?
Yeah.
What's going on with the families
are
situation.
Families are fighting for their children. There's families out there that are wanting their kids to be included.
Right.
What? Seriously.
Physically fighting or fighting?
They're not physically fighting. They're showing that they're trying to improve what their kids are going through education-wise, too. You can't expect a fan to just go and say, yes, I don't want my children to do something when there's kids out there that aren't being included that have Down syndrome, and that's cruel. It's like they could be very smart, and it's also stereotypes the stigmas around the disorder is causing families to reach out and make changes for their kids to have better lives. And I say, great, good. It's huge. It's a big thing to do. It's a worthwhile thing. It's a worthwhile. It makes more sense to give a child or the room to grow, room to show. And to prove that they can get far.
Well, yeah, I mean, getting far.
It's about
is one
time,
thing.
People. You can't just treat kids like this, because guess what? There's no room there's no room for potential in the end if you're going to hinder a child from learning and growing. Because everyone deserves the right to grow and learn, no matter what their struggle is, no matter what their challenge, what the challenge they face. Because guess what? People could learn from them too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, though, I don't know how much it will, you know, get any traction. That's the thing. We're going to have to wait for that.
Yes, we're going to wait and see, but isn't it time for people to grow and learn from everyone else, too? I would think so. I would think so, because why should one group of people be any different from another? Who could have different abilities, but have room to grow, have the room for improvement in growing, growth on emotional, educational level.
Yeah. But, you know,
I don't know about you, but wouldn't you want to see someone grow than be put into a situation and be stigmatized? Because
I would not be surprised that
everyone here has been stigmatized at one point or another. It does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cruel. What else are you supposed to do? Just allow people to step on you? I think not.
No.
I'd rather just let the person know that they're mistaken. Yeah, they have things that they have to focus. Why don't they do them? Why don't they be who they are and allow us to be who we are?
See, that's just it. I mean, is whoever becomes president and hoping that the Electoral College actually works. I don't know how much is at stake, you know, with this kind of thing.
And you're also forgetting, Red Hood, that there are people out there who are willing to fight, no matter what goes in their way and what. But we have to look and be hopeful, and knowing that if people are out there who are going to say, hold the phone, hold thy phone, you're wrong, go actually get educated. And because persons with disabilities work together, both group parties, you can't deny it. And with the current outcome, their state's investigating things to do with the election. And I look at it as we have to fight. We have to realize that if families are willing to fight for their kids, no matter what aspect, and they know that there's advocates out there fighting for them every single day, why should we throw doubt and be pessimistic about something when we've met advocates. We've been in rooms with advocates, and people are willing to fight for those. Am I wrong, Ryan?
I mean, no, you're not wrong.
Special real abilities?
I haven't been in the room with any advocates. What are you talking about? Bonica's been in the room with advocates,
yes,
not me.
Yes. Yes, Bonica has. But it still doesn't mean that he won't fill you in.
I don't think he would fill me in if the moon rose and the sun set. I mean, it's way too busy. I'm just the person who reports the news. I mean,
I wouldn't say that. There's a lot of things that there's potential for a lot to go on positively that we have to fight. Why would we be doing this podcast if it wasn't worth fighting for? Tell me that.
Let me throw some reason, okay? Let me throw some reason to you.
We're giving a voice to the voiceless.
I get all that.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
Listen, look. I am happy to do it. Bonica's happy, as equally happy. But he represents me. I do not represent him. We're two different people. I mean, I know the guy, but I have no idea where he lives. I live in England. He lives in somewhere in the United States. He has a life. I kind of do. I mean, if you call stealing violins a life. You know, that's a life, but it ain't really, I mean, if you call technical school a life, it really ain't worth, it's not that it ain't worth living and ain't worth fighting, but, you know, when you're 600,000 miles away to the east, and you're 6 hours ahead of the other person, you have no idea whether they're going. You don't even tell me whether this real abilities thing is, which I'm quite keen to get on, but he doesn't even tell me when that is. So, pretty piss poor on him. So, I mean, let's just shed some light. Do I agree that we should fight? Hell to the yes. But how much is it worth fighting for? You know, because the shit in Parliament about disability telling, I mean, it's a mess over here. It's a right mess. And yet, nobody's really speaking up. Everybody's saying, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. I want to shove you. What? You know, come on. If that's the case, if that's the real case, right, then why don't we have advocates in the UK, just like we have in the US? I mean, God, I feel really sorry for the person who actually gets elected in your US presidential election. I heard that a bastard businessman won. I mean, I don't know. But do I work for people with
disabilities? We have to stick together. People have to stick together and not be fear. And yes, work together. Quit. Make things happen. Because if you're thinking, oh, negative, 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 then guess what happens? Negative. More negatives come out than positives.
Isn't it like Dingo's Law? Which is like similar to Murphy's Law in our case. Think of those, whatever must come up must come down. Or am I getting that confused with something else?
No, you're thinking something
else. Getting it confused.
Oh, okay. So then, what is Murphy's Law exactly?
What? Like, what can go wrong does go wrong? Something like that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, what can go wrong will go wrong.
Right. So I'm not getting it confused. Anyway, so what's our next topic? Next topic is apparently, this is a bunch of apparently, but Pinkwood, you read something
Amazon.
You read something recently about Amazon.
Yes, about Amazon.
Let's talk about Amazon Go.
Yes, about Amazon, yes. Amazon is now trying to become like the next make the next grocery store, which just happens to have where you could walk out of the store, not pay. Is that possible? Is that really possible?
Now, wait a second.
What is that? Isn't
the
that
app
feeling?
Wait, if I'm reading
with no
this
human
right,
interaction.
Wait a second. If I'm reading this right, they're basically inviting people to steal shit. I'd be perfect at this.
If there's
God.
No, if there's no human interaction.
Look,
if there's no human interaction, what would that be?
I got a question. How will that work with non-Amazon Prime members?
I know exactly how it will work. Listen, mate.
Right.
You know that? I know exactly how it will work. Listen, mate. You know that? Yeah. Listen, can we go to the warehouse? What's the warehouse? Can we go to the warehouse? We should go to the warehouse. What is the warehouse? Well, the warehouse is where you get a grocery. Wait, you get groceries
wrong.
In the warehouse? Yeah, come on. You're telling me you're going to get groceries in a warehouse? Wouldn't you get groceries Spencer's? What is a Spencer's? It's sort of like a Primark. What is a Primark? Primark is where you get shitty gifts. What's a Spencer's then? It's a grocery chain. Oh! Wait, but what's an Amazon Prime? Oh, that's where you go and steal shit. So is that how it'll be?
Apparently, when you go into the store, you scan your phone.
Oh! You scan your phone. That's it.
You scan your... Wait. Phone is... Wait a second. So your phone is your assistant?
Yep. I would assume it works with the Amazon app.
But that is nuts. So you can just go and do shit? Is that it?
Pretty much.
So if I wanted to eat some bread, I wouldn't get charged for it.
No, you would get charged for it on your phone.
On your Amazon account.
Which means.
But I don't even have
credit
this
card.
Thing called Amazon. What? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
You know what it kind of sounds like?
What?
Kind of sounds like there are things you use for your car, the Easy Pass system.
Yeah, except there's...
Right, except, yeah. It's
instead,
like,
instead of tolls, it's food.
Instead of tolls, it's food.
Right.
I can't really picture that. Can you? I mean, how far? How long? What? You know...
Do you,
What
do
in
you
the
guys
world?
Think that technology is kind of overtaking, is overtaking the means of gaining, is gaining, is gaining
is this from the
momentum very quickly.
Come on, hurry up.
Will,
what?
I'm sorry.
I mean,
Red Hood.
I mean,
crazy.
It's almost like,
are they trying to take away jobs? Are they trying? They're trying to make people obsolete too. You could say that.
You can wait.
You can say that.
People, yes, but if you made people obsolete,
with jobs,
like Johnny,
yes, you can.
That's scary.
It's almost like technology is taking over.
If technology were taking over, what in the world? What in the world do we have? Do we have left? What do we have left? I mean, yeah.
This
I could
means
see
that everyone that it means that people will have to work harder to keep their jobs, essentially. Which means,
wait a second.
If you, especially when stores have people there, what does that tend to do when it comes to stores and restocking the bits, all the bits and pieces that we would need for holidays, like shopping, the space. So think about it in the aspect of you're trying to go shopping. You have you only have to deal with a phone.
Which if you don't like talking to people,
what if you have a question? Wait a second. What if you have a question? What if you have a question?
What if you have a question?
Yeah.
I don't know
what
to tell you.
In our land, it, what?
Wait, what are we going to do? Call Amazon a live
it's
help.
It's almost like, oh God.
I mean, yeah.
Even do the chat thingy.
Yeah, so we use this chat thingy and we don't even talk, we're not talking to a live person. We're just talking
We're talking to somebody out in the internet land.
Right.
Yeah.
That's going to be the way of, oh God. Oh crap.
Kind of already is happening.
It's scary. I mean, 30 years ago, you could, you know, walk into a Primark or Spencer's or a Marks and Spencer's and get your goods, right? Get your goods. Go out, be happy, eat, right? Now,
that's foreign to me.
Oh, my God. Life used to be much simpler back then, you know.
Now it's too simple.
Yeah.
Now it's absurdly simple. You know, it's like the Land of Tomorrow ride at fucking Disney World. You know. What are those newfangled things? You know, kind of thing.
Right.
It makes no sense whatsoever. None. It's so odd. You know, what do you do when you get to checkout? What happens? Is there a checkout?
I think it automatically checks out for you.
I mean,
when you're done.
You know, Do they have computers that say, thank you, come again? Or bags that say, where do I put my stuff? Do I put it in you? You know.
Would it be like those self-checkout thingies you see in a grocery store?
Well, that at least takes a human
right.
to do it. That at least takes a human to do it. You're not going
along
and saying,
with the
ah.
person.
Correct. Along with the person, exactly.
Maybe there might be an attendant or two to fix the stuff if something goes wrong.
Exactly. You know,
I was like, hey, it's like, what are you trying to do? Replace Wawa? Really? Which, you know, the East Coast people. East Coast people know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do now? Pour my coffee for me?
Well, yeah, but like,
right.
You want me to hold your hand? They want me to hold your hand while you shower?
I think so. I think that's what's coming to. Hal was right. There's a Hal.
Here, have a,
right.
have a chair and a coloring book. I'll do the shopping for you.
Right. Hal was right. If you're
right.
He doesn't want to say so. To say, Hal was right. We want you, Dave. You know. Kind of thing. It makes just so much, not so much sense. Not so much sense to me.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yes,
what doesn't make sense?
Yeah, I know.
They're building a store, but yet
scary.
They're building a store, but yet they have a delivery service called Prime Pantry, which you need the stuff shipped to you.
Which is actually easier.
Is it?
Right.
You can just walk to the store.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier, but how are you going to, how is it going to be, you know? When you have this kind of thing. That's the thing.
Yeah, we're moving toward the world where cash will be obsolete.
Right, exactly. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. What in the world, you know? What in the world are we coming to? You know, robots. We used to think that robots were cool.
Yes,
and now
I know.
Crazy. You know, we used to grow up with robots are cool. Memes are cool.
Now they're cool. Now they're even in our cars.
You know, now they're in our lives.
They're in our automobiles as well.
Well, yeah, but at least there's a human in every case. At least there's a human.
And it also makes jobs really difficult, too.
Yep.
I mean, I don't see how this man Trump says, we're going to return jobs to the United States when, idiot, every job that you've ever had has failed. Number one, Number two. So, are we going to bring back Leslie Nielsen as well? You know, for all those spy movies.
Okay, why don't we not, Roger, why don't we not focus on Trump and actually focus on...
No, but what I'm saying is...
Article, our next topic...
I'm over it.
Yeah, all right.
We need to figure out... We advocates of all kinds, no matter what form of advocacy that people do, have to stick together, have to fight for every minority, no matter what, no matter if it's LGBT, no matter if it's just someone, if it's what community it's for, because guess what, everyone works, more things happen if everyone gets involved, because
exactly.
Disabilities don't discriminate. So
not
people
death,
can
probably.
Have disabilities and be what?
Not in this death. Death doesn't discriminate either. Disabilities and deaths, they're discriminated. Tax doesn't discriminate. No, tax discriminates. But,
if people complain about $15 an hour,
yes. You could say.
That's where everything's going, $15 an hour.
Yep.
They gotta make some cuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And,
keep things,
you know, and there are people who are fighting for.
Hey, the machine will probably do a job probably cheaper.
I mean, yeah. And 10 times faster, too.
Yep.
I mean, it's seriously very scary, guys, what is happening. It's insane.
Guess you gotta take the good with the bad. Or the bad with the good.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's insane. You're not gonna go.
It's crazy. Everyone has to fight for every bit of fight for.
But that's what you gotta do.
For rights, because if no one stands up, guess what? Nothing. If
we all fall
down.
Exactly. Like,
have you ever heard the term "the squeaky wheel gets"? No.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
No, Red Hood. No.
You mean squeaky wheel always gets the grease?
If people keep pretty okay, if someone is constantly going no blank, no, this isn't happening. That doesn't work. No, you kind of have to listen to us. No, you're now forced to listen to the people. Guess what happens? It's called stalemate. It's called you're not going to get there. No one's going to allow someone like that to just do negative things. Because guess what? Every person has their own motives.
Yeah.
There's advocates out there. Push, because it has to be put out there. Because guess what? Minorities, especially people like us who have disabilities, are not heard. And being a fear monger and also bringing fear into it, that doesn't help advocates. That actually kind of pushes advocacy into a point of duress and stress. And that's not an exact that doesn't help advocacy. That actually makes more people have the fear. You can't, and with the ABLE accounts, which we have still yet to talk about, it's a neat, it's a great thing that this has happened, that this is actually going, that this is honestly coming along. And it's not just something that you could look at and go, wait, is this something that we really want? Is this something that is neat? People with disabilities have been constantly put down. And is it fair?
No.
Not really.
And everyone deserves
it's not really fair. But
and if
I will,
and with the ABLE accounts, this is going to provide people that have been in poverty levels and near poverty levels the aspect to grow, to use it for a rainy day, to get better housing, to fix homes that they have, to do a lot. It's about time that people start to work together. Because guess what? People with disabilities are the largest group, but yet the silent minority. There's times I think more things that are put out there for helping people with disabilities, the better. Not just having politicians and people who are trying to work together on this. Both sides have to work together. Not just going, I want X. No, it's not going to help people. And guess what? If people are voting and have family that are disabled, guess what? Who have disabilities, guess what? They will vote them out of office. And if anyone has any doubts about what's going to happen in the future, don't be afraid to reach out to your representatives. Because guess what? You have the power to get them out of there. You have the power to rant and rave. Because guess what? They're in office to help. And if you can't take advantage of that, then the room for complaining has to cease. Has to be, because if you're not willing to step off, and even just writing to a congressman, writing to a senator, they have the power. You hold their position in your hands come any time you vote. You could even make enough cries out for you and people like you to get something done. Because sooner everyone works together and fights for it, the better off everyone will be. Because what's the sense of stating something and being afraid of something if you're not afraid to act on being afraid? Because I know I've acted on things, on situations that have come up that has to do with a for-profit institute which is now facing closure. And if I start to be more open, yes, it is closed, or there's no date because they're keeping hush-hush about it. And being able to state, wrote to the White House, they got agencies involved. I then went to the lender and said, why aren't you helping people? Why are you discriminating against someone who has a disability? I know you don't. And I put it out there. They don't care. They just want the money. And the person was so shocked when going, I'm just a number. Because clearly, they look at an account. They look at information. They don't care. But when you could put information to them and stating what your circumstances, and you're going to find other ways to get something done. There are other ways out. There are ways of getting yourself out of situations, and you can't look at things with negativity. Because guess what? If you look at it with negativity, then you're only going to pushing yourself not to react and take appropriate action. And you'll never get the chance to feel relief. Or it will take you more time to feel relief. And I cannot say how much me stepping up and going, I will look and I will read and do research and put my disability aside and go, I will research and make damn sure the for-profit institute and those lenders out there do not take advantage of people with disabilities, or they face repercussions and having situations where, and putting it out there that what they are doing hinders people with disabilities.
Well, with 5 minutes left, let's just say there are organizations that do hinder, but there are organizations that do help. It's up to you to decide which one is which.
Yes.
You know, which way to go.
Yes.
When you're in the middle of and you don't hear a sound.
Yeah.
Which way do you go? Do you go right, left, straight, up, down? You're the compass. Take the compass and run with it. So, just the way I see a violin is by going all and up down the west coast of England, you know, for charity. You should be your own compass and try to figure it out. Try to figure out life. I mean, really. Do it. Hey, I haven't actively stolen the Stradivarius in a while.
So that's
Get
progress,
into.
Red Hood.
Is this kind of progress? It's not progress.
In the eye of the beholder. It's your progress.
Yeah, it's progress in the eye of the beholder, right?
Okay.
Golf. You know, it's progress in the eye of the beholder. That's what we're saying at the disability stuff. It's progress in the eye of the beholder. Everybody has a different disability. And don't discriminate. Death doesn't discriminate. Certainly fucking presidency for the United States does discriminate. If you want to go and, like, disavow this class in politics, do it.
And note that people will always be fighting for their beliefs, and there's no way around that. There's really no way around that. There's no way to hinder a person from fighting what and standing up for what they believe. That could tell you, I could say that 110% to be true.
She can say until she's blue in the face.
Exactly. We will be back on Wednesday. Yes, but we will be back on Wednesday. For a fresh new episode, and we'll be doing this in the run-up until the 21st, and then we'll see you in the new year. And boy, do we have stuff in the new year planned.
No, we're not up until the 21st. Wait. Yes. Rhydehood, I think you might be slightly wrong with that date. You could check. I believe it's not the 21st. It's the the Monday.
You're on a Wednesday?
It's the 19th is our last show.
Sorry. The 19th is our last show for the fall, and then we will be up in January after the 5th. But we will have
4th.
The Monday after New Year's Eve.
I'm 6 hours away. How do you expect? Listen, Pinky. How do you expect me to even know your schedule if I'm six million miles away?
That this just keeps getting larger.
6,000 miles away. Scribbling on a notepad.
Right, true.
Anyway, we'll see you lot on Wednesday.
We'll figure this out by Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll figure this out by Wednesday.
Yes.
We'll see you lot on Wednesday. Good night.
Good
night.
Yes, time to say good night. Donnie, that's it.